A special spider mating ritual in which males one-up each other may eventually help improve communication in humans. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Cottage cheese containers are stacked from floor to ceiling in a University of Cincinnati laboratory.
So how many spiders are in this room?
Well, right now, probably about 1,200.
That's a lot.
Yeah, this isn't a full, you know, a full complement in the spring would probably be 2,000.
The male wolf spiders, one spider to a container so they don't eat each other, are outside two recording studios. UC biology professor George Utz places one of them in what looks like a miniature boxing ring. On one side is an iPod with video of a spider out in nature courting a female. The spider in the lab watches and imitates.
What the experiment is set up, you play an empty background on the video and introduce the spider to the arena, and he wanders around. And then all of a sudden into that background comes a courting male spider. It's there for a while and then goes away. And what happens is that the males will immediately start interacting with that male, on the virtual male on the video screen.
Utz says this is hard to believe given the wolf spider has the tiniest of brains, but it can still recognize the virtual spider is the same species, is courting, and there must be a female around.
He is trying to steal that mate, and then he is evaluating that male's courtship behavior, and he starts to court at a rate that matches or exceeds that male's courtship. And we know that females are attracted to males that are more active and that have more active courtship.
The spiders for this project come from here, the Cincinnati Nature Center. Utz and his students will collect more spiders in the spring from the forest floor. They can also come at night. Wearing headlamps, they can see reflections off the wolf spider eyes. The reason they have to get spiders from the wild is that courting is a learned behavior. Back in the lab, we watch a video of the spider in the boxing ring tapping his legs up and down. He's bouncing his body up and down at the same time he's producing sounds by percussion with a little organ on his extra legs. It produces a scritchy, scratchy noise. Here's what it sounds like. This sound is normally inaudible. You are only hearing this kind of secret nature channel because it was recorded by a laser vibrometer, an instrument that measures vibration on a surface. Utz took it out in the field and was amazed at what he could hear.
I started hearing very strange noises. I didn't know what they were. I realized they were insects walking along on leaves. And then there was this sound. It sounded like a kettle drum, you know, and it was a little pill bug crawling across a leaf with 32 pairs of legs, you know. And I said, oh, wow. And unfortunately, we nearly deafened ourselves because the laser picked that up from the surface of the leaf and everybody's like, ah.
So how can these sounds help in the future?
My recent graduate, Shira Gordon, is over in Scotland working. She's the biologist on a team of engineers studying nanotechnology techniques, looking at the membranes that crickets use to hear and using that to make new devices for our own communication. And my colleague Ron Hoy and his team are looking at the hearing mechanisms of flies, which are being translated into new hearing aids for baby boomers like me.
Utz's research on male spiders is published this month in Biology Letters, a journal of the Royal Society of London. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.